Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, Mr. Parker, back with another podcast to bring to you. This one won't be that long. It'll probably be 10 minutes, depending how God wants it to go. But this podcast has to do with the attack on the church. Now, I've done a lot of podcasts where I talked about church, and I've mentioned church, and I've done church hurt. So you can consider this like a church hurt part two, almost, I would say. But I'm going to title it different because it's what I'm going to say that this is what how everyone sees a video or they see something in church and they blame it on all. They say all churches like that. Well, this is why I don't go. OK, so I did a church hurt video when I talked about this, but I want to get a little more personal. So I got a lot of videos this past week. You guys, if you know, you watch them. I got one with the cussing pastor that had a twerking competition in his church. Before I elaborate on that, I'm gonna continue with the videos. Then I get one with a pastor that has women give him oral sex, which is a woman pretty much, if you don't know what it is, you know, look into it. Oral sex is not, you know, penis to the vagina. It is more of penis to the mouth. Just wrong things. This pastor was having people do that, and he was saying that by doing that, you receive the Holy Spirit through him that he had because God anointed his semen. Then I get the other video with a pastor, and he buys a car for his wife that costs, I think it was a Bugatti or Lambo, one of them, but it was a lot of money, a lot of money. And everyone hit me up about that. Then I get another video of a pastor, one in the plane. Now, we heard of the other pastor, Creflo Dollar, wanted to do this, but we got another pastor that said that God told him he needed a jet to get to places so he can preach the word. Now, let me talk about all these. Before I, I'm just going to go right in. I want to start off by saying all churches are not the same. Now, I got all these videos, and for some reason, family posting these things on Facebook. It's almost like they want me to see it because they're like, see, this is why I don't go to church. Let me explain something. I see what all these churches do. I see the darkness they have. I see what they carry. But I'm not going to blame what one church, what two churches, what three churches, what four churches, what 50 churches do to my one church. Not every church is the same. People got to get this mentality out there. That's like if, okay, we all get mad when they say, like, Trayvon got shot. Everyone gets mad when they say, oh, police look at every black person the same because of one person's mistake. So, yeah, there are black men that rob stores and black men that gangbang and do this. But do you put that stigma? That makes you just as bad as the people that say black people do it. It's the same thing. Now we have black people. You got to think about how it goes. Now we got black people against other black people because of their religious beliefs. When before it was like, okay, black against white. And that's even wrong. We're not, none of us supposed to be against each other. But you can acknowledge there's racism going on. I mean, that's common sense. But now this whole war on religion that families bring in and friends are bringing in the black communities because they're so-called woke and it's the white man's religion, it's crazy to me. I sit here and look at this, I'm like, so this is what we come down to. Now everybody wants to find a way to attack the church. So like I said, how people portray black people and how you portray a Chinese person, like, oh, Chinese people cook dog, and those are stereotypes, right? That's the same thing with Christian. That's religious judgment. When people are saying, oh, yeah, because I know, you know, if this person does it, all of them do it. Not every church does what those churches do. Let's start off with the which one did I say first? I'm just going to not say in particular. I'm just going to say him. Let's start off with the man that was getting oral sex from the members in his church. He was wrong. God has something for him, which means God is going to punish him. He's going to allow Satan to punish him. That guy know he was wrong for that. Can't wake up one morning and say, God said, oh, y'all got to do this to me and I'll bless you. God don't work like that. And for people that say, so quick to say, see, this is why I don't go to church. All the churches do that. No, don't try to pull the all churches the same. So that's an excuse for you not to go. That's that church. Not every church the same. Not every black person the same. Not every white person the same. Not every Spanish person the same. You have traits, but you're not all the same. Yes, there's a lot of churches that rob people for money. Yes, there's a lot of churches that do this, but the churches I know, my church, we don't do that crap. My mother forgets tithes sometimes, and when she does get tithes, it's not anyone's business, but she always spends back on the people in the church, getting food, getting things for the church. Even when we tell her not to, the members tell her, just get you something. No, I'm okay. I'm going to get that. Because that's what makes her happy to do. But everyone always thinks, so this guy decides to do that. Now everybody, every pastor in the church wants the same thing he wants. Every pastor in the church wants oral sex now. That's unfair to just judge. Everyone talks about us judging. You're judging an entire religion based off of what other people have done in the past. It's messed up and it's wrong. It's not fair. I got this video and this guy's doing this. I want to know, so I know the pastor's dirty and he's wrong. I want to know what the woman were thinking. When the Holy Spirit's in you, the Holy Spirit would tell you, this is wrong. Before it even got to that point, once the pastor mentioned it, they would have said, oh, we leaving the church. I see people leave the church for way simpler things nowadays. People leave the church because they didn't like that the pastor didn't call on them when they raised their hand. Or they like, or the pastor didn't say that they did this when they gave up. That's what people I know do now. But this, they should have knew off rip. Their Holy Spirit should have been like, oh, no, that's the devil. Come on, man. That's crazy. If I was ever in church and a pastor said something like that, I'm going to say, yo, I rebuke you in Jesus' name. My Jesus wouldn't say something crazy like that. That's insane to me. So now every church is saying, because this pastor did it, all them women are just as guilty as the pastor because they should have said, no, in Jesus' name, we ain't doing that. We don't care. We out of here. Bye. Well, all the rape stuff going on and all this stuff going on now, y'all want to send me this video? Talk about what's your thoughts. I don't have thoughts. My thoughts is he's going to rot in hell for what he did. Unless he gets under full repentance and truly comes new unto Christ, he's gone. The woman, I don't know what they was thinking. I truly do not know what they were thinking. Now, the other video, a pastor with the woman twerking in his church. This pastor was already wrong way before this video. This pastor is a cussing pastor. First page, people want to say, thou shalt not cuss. And I mean, what does it say in the Bible? You shouldn't cuss. It talks about it all over the Bible. Look it up. Look it up. I look at it as, this guy's already a cussing pastor. I watched a video with him. This dude said, all you mother blanking Christians got to get this blank, blank, blank straight. And y'all dumb blank and blank, blank. I'm like, what? What? So that was already bad. But then to add on top of what he already does, this dude comes out as a twerking competition in his church. And what's sad is in the video, he tells one of the women, she's walking across and she was like trying to do something. He says, if your blank ain't on the dance floor to twerk, then get the heck up out of the thing. Get the heck up off the stage or the heck up off the floor, something like that. I'm like, what? And you can see the two older ladies, you can tell they were old timers, sitting in the back, like on the side in the video at the tables. And they're sitting there looking like, oh, I know this ain't right. I know this ain't right, sister. That's what the other woman with the oral sex should have did. But they sitting there watching, and I was like, they shouldn't be watching no twerk off Thursday. They should have got up and said, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. But this pastor and the followers he got, and the woman twerking in the video, once again, Christian woman of God, why are you not saying, no, pastor, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. My God ain't going to have me shaking my ba-dum-ba-dum-dump around the church like that. Insane. I'm just sitting here looking at this. I'm like, yo, this is crazy. Then he's all cussing and all that. This is wrong. But not every church does that. My mama don't host no twerk competitions in the church. So don't, like I said, don't put this stigmatism on everybody. Not every church does what these churches do. My church don't make you do no oral sex. My church don't make you sit here and twerk in there. Are you kidding me? Then the pastor with the buying of the car for his wife. Now, from what I'm hearing, the money that he used to buy that was money from himself that he saved and put aside, not from tithes. I'm hearing that this is from himself. He's been saving for years for it, and he felt his wife deserved it. If that's the case, there is nothing wrong with that. And these people need to stop attacking this Christian brother for wanting to look out for his beautiful wife. I don't care. I know some people, oh, she probably cheated, or rumors are she's right after that she cheated on him. People like to make stuff up. I don't know if it's true, but the idea, I say there's nothing wrong with it. Now I'm worried if I buy my wife a car, when we get, enough money to do it, if people are going to say, oh, Pastor Andre used the church's money to buy my wife a car. What if I didn't use the church money? What if I was even if I was getting a welfare check, what if I was saving that welfare check the entire time and decided to give my wife a car a few years later? You don't know that. people just already, they're always ready to just attack Christians. People can't stand when a Christian does anything right. But Jay-Z buys Beyonce a car, it's all heavenly and great. All these celebrities buy someone a car, it's great. Like I said, if he's using church money and he bought it out of tithes and stuff, it's still personal. But me personally, I would say that I wouldn't do that. I would use my own money, my own thing I do and all that stuff, my own salary. But that's me personally. But I'm saying even so, if he did tithes and people paying tithes, it ain't your business to know what the pastor's doing. Now, if you got homeless people in the church and he's not helping out or he's not doing, that's different. You know what I'm saying? That's how I look at it. Then, last but not least, what was the last one I had? The Jet. So you had one of my favorite pastors of all time, Jesse Duplantis. That is my boy. He is hilarious. He preaches God's word. He knows God's word. He had went on TV and said God told him he need to get a plane to get back and forth to go preach his word. Now, this is my problem. I'm okay with pastors getting jets to go and preach God's word. That is completely awesome. And we deserve, pastors do deserve high respect and high regards. But it comes down to this. If he's asking for that, the amount he wanted for the plane was a lot. It was like $5 million, I think, or more than that. That's a lot. Now, if his members are taken care of in the church, which means all the members he has have places to stay and, you know, they have their cars, they have food, whatever, his congregation, if they're all set and he's asking for that, I'm okay with it. Now, if he's doing that and his members need a lot of help and they need a lot of work, then I got a problem with that, because you have your members that are with you and they worship God with you, the same God as you, and they're sitting here homeless, struggle, can't pay bills, and you want a $5 million plane. I can't rocks with that. I just can't. Some people may see it differently. I can't. I feel that your congregation has to be looked out for first. The homeless around your neighborhood must be looked out for first. And then something like that maybe can happen. But I still don't understand why you got to spend that much on a jet. But we are royalty. Being Christians, we are royalty. The Bible says we can't look at ourselves as poor anymore. We have to look at ourselves as royalty. So I get that. But like I said, if the church isn't looked after for and they ain't taking care of the church first, then I can't agree with it. But that's all I got for today. Every church is not the same people. Please stop trying to compare the churches off of what y'all see on the internet. Not every church does that. Not every church is greedy. Not every church got a scandal going on. Not every church rapes little boys. Not every church does all that stuff. I know what my church stands for. We are nothing but the truth. And we have flaws as far as some of the people, because no one's perfect. But ain't none of us doing that type of stuff. Not us leaders. We ain't sitting here doing crazy crap like that. So stop blaming the church on everything in your life. Everyone's different. I know we do at our church. Won't you try our church? I always say, it's like a cup of tea. Try it out. If you like it, drink some more. If you don't like it, goodbye. So that's all I got for you guys. Peace.